The two major events that are attributed to Mashiach are the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the ingathering of the exiles. The question, of course, is what comes first? Now, in the Zohar, in the first section, page 134, the Zohar seems to say very clearly, first, it'll be the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and only subsequently will the exiles be ingathered. Consider this. The Zohar says, at the time when Hashem will want to redeem His people, says the Zohar, so Beis HaMikdash Yizbani Bekadmisa, the temple will be built first, and then the Yemel HaKutshebrichu, God will then say to the people of Israel, Kumi Me'afra, arise and shake off the dust. And the Zohar continues to speak about this and says, Yivne Karted Yerushalayim, the Heichal in the city of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, Ulabasar, and only afterwards, Yoikim Lo Ma'afra, then the Jewish people will, so to speak, proverbially shake off the dust and return. The Medrash Tanchuma, however, suggests otherwise. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, in the end of the Medrash Tanchuma of the 11th chapter, which corresponds to a portion of Parshas Noach, we read, Mesoides Agodahi, there is an agadic tradition that's been passed down. She'ein Yerushalayim Nivnes, that the city of Yerushalayim is not built, and of course the crown jewel of Yerushalayim, and the center from which pulsates its holiness is the Beis HaMikdash. And the Medrash Tanchuma says very clearly, it will not be rebuilt, ad she'yiskansu hagolius, until the exiles will first be gathered. So we seem to have a dispute between our sages, the Zohar suggesting first Beis HaMikdash, the Medrash Tanchuma clearly saying that it would be only the Galuyus, the exiles coming, followed by the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting to note that Rashi in his commentary, Masechet Brachot, on page 49, says clearly that Beini Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of the Yerushalayim, this will happen first, va'oz, and only afterwards, Nidche Yisrael Yechanas, will the scattered remnants of Israel be regathered. And Rashi seems to be leaning on a very open verse, a pasuk which is found in the book of Tehillim, near the very end in chapter, or Psalm 147, where David HaMelech says in the second chapter, and we say this in our davening daily, Beine Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. God rebuilds the city of Yerushalayim, and only afterwards are the scattered remnants brought home. Truth be told, the Medrash Tanchuma cannot in any way, shape, or form contradict an open pasuk, an open verse. And so, there is another way of learning, another way of understanding that scripture. Beine Yerushalayim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the city of Yerushalayim. But why? And the answer is, because Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, it is the power that is brought to bear by all of the Jewish people coming home that allows the city of Yerushalayim to rise. The Rebbe maintains that ultimately the Rambam is the final halachic arbiter as to what happens when Mashiach comes. And the first thing Mashiach will do, not when he is presumed to be Mashiach, but when he actually is clearly the one to emerge as the Redeemer, as in the Rambam's words, Im osav hitzliach, if he does all these things which Mashiach is supposed to do, and he's successful, and then the Rambam says, Ubona migdash bimkoimoi, he builds the Beis HaMikdash in its rightful place, and only afterwards, the kibetz nidche Yisrael, does he gather the remnants of Israel. The Rebbe maintains that the Rambam is a book of halacha, and we know that even the order in which the Rambam's halachas were written are halacha in and of itself. And so the conclusion is that first the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and subsequently, all of Am Yisrael will come home to the Holy Land of Israel.